2023 goes to Justin Trier.
For only the third time in 76 years, a female director takes Cannes' top prize. Justine Trier won the jury over with her tense courtroom drama about a writer accused of her husband's murder. But the French director used her big moment to deliver a stinging criticism of President Emmanuel Macron's controversial pension reforms.
This year, the country was gripped by a historic, extremely powerful and unanimous protest against the pension reform. This protest has been denied and repressed in a shocking way. And this pattern of dominating power, of unabashed power, is bursting out across several spheres.
And Trier's film didn't just snag the top human prize. In one of the fiercest contests of the festival, international critics awarded the Palme d'Or Award to Messi.
The Palme d'Or for 2023 goes to Messi from Anatomy of a Fall.
The border collie who played a pivotal role in Anatomy of a Fall. The final day of Cannes also saw the festival's other top prizes awarded. The Grand Prix, its number two prize, was won by Jonathan Glazer's The Zone of Interest, an adaptation of the life of the German commandant of the Auschwitz concentration camp. Directing honours went to Vietnamese-born French filmmaker Tran Anh Hung for The Port au Feu, his homage to French cuisine. The Best Actor Award went to Koji Yakusho, who played a working-class Tokyo man in Perfect Days.
After the screening, we were welcomed with such applause that it made me feel like the film has that power to move people's hearts.
And Merve Dizdar won Best Actress for her role as Nuray, a rural school teacher in the Turkish drama about dry grasses.
It's not just hard to be a woman in Turkey, but all over the world. Nuray is one of those women who overcomes life's difficulties. She's a fighter. I can't receive this prize by myself. It's thanks to the strength of all women that I received it.
A fitting statement for this year at Cannes, the strongest year for women at the festival since its inception. Alex Beard, Al Jazeera.